So, Kevin, welcome back to another episode of 3D Sedra.
Wait, you have to do previously.
Previously on our episode, I'm not good at this. We discussed shame. We discussed Melchizedek's shame, and actually, that is going to come up today. So, if you need your quick recap, that's the quick recap. What I wanted to do today was, you see, what I'm always looking for, and I think probably everybody here is also, is trying to find something in the parsha that I never really thought about before. And that's always like a good chav. You're like, why didn't I get involved in this before? So there's this little thing that everybody has heard little bits of, and I want to try to develop it and dig into it and try to understand it on a few levels. And so if you have the sheets, if you want to take a look, you can, they're around, otherwise you can just listen. And so it's really based on this one pasuk, which has a context. Interestingly enough, Avimelech says Rashi was one of the Gedolei Hador, because when Avraham Avinu makes his party, whatever he says exactly that he makes, it's for Gedolim. And Rashi writes, it doesn't mean it was a big party, like he spent a lot of money on the Kiddush. It meant that the people that were there were Gedolim. And Avimelech was one of them.
Mishta
Gadol.
Rashi
says that Avimelech.
Okay.
Did I say that wrong? Rashi says Avimelech was a Gadol. So Avram has a few interactions with him that the Torah feels we need to know about. And one of them, after the whole thing with Sarah being taken, is that there's something going on with wells and machlokes, and they make a treaty. And after the treaty is over and everybody seems to be happy, it says sort of randomly, so to speak, Vayita Eshel Bever Shava, that Avram went ahead and planted an Eshel. In
right, what is a tree? It's like a tree.
What's an eshel? find that word elsewhere. So where does eshel ever come up? But he plants something called an eshel, and he uses the word planting. So it seems like it should be a tree, because what else do you plant? In Beersheba,
it says eshel also. It just writes eshel out. It spells it out.
Okay, that's because there's multiple understandings of it. Vayikra shan, and not only that, which I don't know why we care about, but in addition, he called out there B'Shem Hashem, but it doesn't leave it as Shem Hashem. B'Shem Hashem, Kel Olam.
Not the Yud-Kei.
Kel Olam means that, right, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, who is, or is now going to be, or we're trying to make him, I don't know, the Kel Olam, the Lord of the world. So there are a few questions that we're wondering about. What's an Eshel? Why is it important? Was there something about the tree that made him call out to Hashem? Something about Beersheba? I mean, why all of a sudden is he calling out to Hashem? Well, because he just made a treaty with Avimelech? Like, what does this calling out to Hashem have to do with anything? And is it significant that his Eshel is Bedafka in Beersheba? Avraham Avinu has been other places. In fact, he's been other places with trees. Because in the beginning of the parsha, it says that he was Tachas Ha'etz. They were Tachas Ha'etz. So there were other trees. This is the Eshel. That wasn't an Eshel. What?
It's actually a place in Beersheba.
Okay. Right, yeah, that's what they say.
The
big no, because it said Ari Yomazer or something, right?
So here we go. So we'll start with, you know, the pshat, and then we'll get the midrash, and we'll get deeper. So the Gemara says, "Vayit is a Gemara Slita Fiyurim and Aleph to Amibiz. Vayit Eishel Bever Shava. Amar Eish Lakish. Melamin Shasa Parades. An Eishel doesn't mean one tree; it means a whole orchard." But not the kol minei megadim, and he planted in this particular orchard not just one type of fruit, but apparently all kinds of the most delicious types of fruits. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, which is a very interesting pair that comes up a number of times.
Mistama,
they're swearing them. I don't know. They smelled good. How they taste? Not sure. Okay. But Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, chadamar paradeis v'chadamar pundak. So one of them said like Rish Lakish, it was a paradeis. So one of them said no, it was a pundak. What's a pundak? Like an inn. There's a place to sleep, and there's food.
How do you plant?
Very good. You're mechavin to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Bish, lama ma'adam are paradise, hanadifse, vayita." So if it's a paradise, then we'll understand why it says he planted it. Lama ma'adam are pundak, my vayita. If it's a pundak, then what does it mean he planted it? So then it brings proofs that it makes sense to say such a thing, because you can talk about planting your tent, pitching your tent, planting your tent. So the Gemara gets out of the problem.
Well,
so, okay.
The building, I think, is to build a foundation. It's usually buried in the ground. That's a planting of foundation. No?
Perhaps. It's interesting that it would be used for an oil then, because an oil, maybe because of the stakes are in the ground. Okay, cool. Be that as it may. Vayikra Shem B'Shem Hashem Kelaylam. And he called out there in the name of Hashem, the Lord of the world. Amar Yishlak Shaltikri Vayikra Ela V'yakri. That Vayakre. That what he did was, he didn't call out in the name of Hashem. Read it as a causative. How do you change he called out to a causative? That he made them call out. He made other people call out. Malamed, Shehikri Avram Avinu L'shmoy Shalach Kadosh Baruch Hu B'peh Kol Oyver V'shav. And he caused the people to say Hashem's name, the passerbys. Ketzad, how so? So you know this, right? Everybody knows this. After everybody ate and they drank, and they're going to say, wow, Avram Avinu, you know, they called him Abe, I guess. You know, thanks for the meal, it was delicious.
Thank Hashem.
Right? If he gave my food, you ate God's food, the master of the world. So they give thanks and they praised and they blessed three different things to he that said and the world was. If you're looking in Rashi over Shabbos or whatever, so you may notice that Rashi is a little different than the Gemara, and I leave it as an open question just for you to think about. It's a subtle detail. But here in the Gemara, it says that the Minei Megadim, all the various types of delicacies, had to do with the parties. Rashi says that's what he served them in the inn.
Like dates.
All Minei Megadim. That's what he served them in the inn.
Yeah, really, what tree grows that?
Potato. Vegetables also in the stomach. Okay, anyway, so those are the two opinions of what an eshel is. Either it means a pardes, it means an orchard, or it means an inn. So, listen to this. You know, Avram Avinu is isha chesed. He has this midah of chesed. So there are a few interesting nuances about chesed that I found in various places. So in Avos de Rabbi Nasan, so I'll go quickly through this. It says that we're instructed in Pirkei Avos as well, v'aniyam b'nei v'escha. Then you should have your house should be full of people that need. If they're aniyim, they should be come to your house. They should eat to be part of your house. Maybe you should give them, you know, what to do in your house and pay them, you know. But in any case, lo b'nei beischa mamish elshu aniyim meisichin masha oichin mishoisim meisich beischas. In the Avos Rabbi Nasan, it says not that you're necessarily bringing the aniyim to stay and live in your house necessarily, but it means to say that you know what they're, you know how they're b'nei beischa because they came to you, and now they leave and they go other places. And they tell everybody what an amazing time I had. So they're become b'nei, you're b'nei bayis because they're telling everybody else about the experience that they had in your house. Because in the house of Eov, that's exactly what happened. When they would meet each other, they would say, oh, you stayed by Eov? I stayed by Eov. Oh yeah, did you have this? Did you have this? And they would talk about it. So the Gemara says, this Avos Rabbi Nasan says, when Eov, as we know, had all of the difficulties in his life, so it says, he said to Hashem, didn't I feed all the hungry? And I gave drink to all of those who were thirsty.
Who's talking?
Eov, to Hashem. Okay. Why is all these terrible things happening to me? Don't I have like the zechus of tzedakah, of helping the aniyim? I gave him clothes. Afo pichein, Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eov. Eov. You didn't reach even half the measure of the chesed of Avraham. Why? Ata, the way you do your chesed is yoshev v'shoyev v'sev beischa. You stay at home and you wait for the phone to ring. Somebody says they need a place for Shabbos. So you take them in with simcha, of course, and you give them. But you waited. They come to you. People that, you know, generally, you know, so somebody's calling for Shabbos, right? So you say, like, you try to figure out like what they like. Like, what do you like to eat? What are you allergic to? You know, ask them all these kinds of questions. So Eo asked them, what are you used to? What kind of food do you like? And they would tell him, well, I like the cholent, you know, I like it. So he gives them what they enjoy. So far, sounds pretty normal, right? Sounds like a pretty big tzaddik. You get a phone call, right away, brings them in. He finds out what they want to eat, doesn't just make assumptions, you know? And he goes ahead and feeds them. And he says, no, that's not even a chatzi shir. It's not a chatzi shir of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu lo asa kein. This is five lines up towards the end. That's not what Avraham Avinu did. He would go around the world, wherever he was, and when he would find people to bring in, and he would bring them into his home. And then he would say, oh, what are you used to eating? And he wouldn't give them what they're used to eating. He would up it. He would up it. Oh, you're only used to that? Let me show you something. Taste this. And he would up whatever they would be used to. So that's what it says.
That sounds like
that's right. So, but here was like delicacies, things that you've never even tasted before, higher than your madriga. So he says that he would build palaces al hadrachim, and he would leave food and drink for them, and whoever would come and they would drink. So of course, what was the result of all of this? Uberich l'shamayim. Avraham Avinu wasn't just Uberich LaShamayim, that they would bless Hashem. That was the goal, of course, in all of that. Whatever someone would ask for, Matsui B'soch Beisol Shal Avraham. This is the Raya, by the way, that Avraham had sushi. He says whatever people wanted, he had. Mistama, there was sushi.
So it wasn't the Japanese that created it. V'haraya.
Eretz Kedem, Eretz Kedem. Yeah. Very good.
By the time the raw fish made it to him, I'm sure it's
especially the heat of the day over there.
That's such great refrigeration. What a casual.
Like sushi jerky.
Now, there's another Medrash Tehillim that talks about the midah of jealousy. And everybody knows jealousy is a terrible thing. And the Medrash says, slow down. Every midah is neutral, has positive expressions and negative expressions. And it says, Ilule Shekana Avram Avinu, this might be a play on words, were it not for the jealousy of Avram Avinu, Lo Haya Koine Shamayim Va'aretz. I think it's a play on words. Kana, kina, kana. I think it's a play on words. But he would never have been Koine Shamayim Va'aretz.
Does that mean wealth or for spiritual?
Himself, for Hashem also, I think it means that he would never have done what he did. Ve'imasai Kana, where was he jealous? So this is what we'll pick up from last week. Last week, remember, we spoke all about the interaction between Avram Avinu and Malki Tzedek, who was Shem ben Noyach. So this was apparently a conversation that occurred. It was a very short conversation, as we have in Chumash, but apparently they had a conversation. And Avram Avinu says to Malki Tzedek, wow, you survived the Mabul. You survived the Teva. You came out, and you restarted the world. What an amazing thing. You must have had a tremendous sechus. What did you do? So Shem answered him, "Betztaka shayinu oisim sham." That tztaka we did in the teva.
But that was after he was saved.
Well, this was part of it, apparently. Listen to this. What did you do in the teva? We did tztaka. You threw coins at the elephants? Like, what does it mean? The only people that were your family. What tztaka? So he said to him, "What do you mean? All the animals, the birds, whatever was there, they'd gone to sleep. We got the nocturnals and the." Day journals, and he said, "Oh, we would have to work around the clock to be able to give them everything they needed." Yom Avalayla.
Small crew, also.
Yeah.
Just Avram.
So Avram Avinu was jealous.
He got this opportunity
of an incredible zechus of that incredible tzedakah, that incredible chesed. He says, "Wow." Oyse Shomer Avram Uma Ilule Shasu Tzedakah in Behema V'Chayav V'Oif Le'Yotzen. We're not for that incredible chesed they did for animals. They wouldn't have been able to leave the teva. That's what got them out and allowed them to be the new world. Me, if I do that for people, humans, and that's the moment that he decided he was going to be Noteya Eishel Bever Sheva, because Eishel stands for Levaya.
Levaya?
No. None of the Midrashim says Lina. Even though it was a pundak, it's very interesting, right? Even though it's a pundak, it has nothing to do with sleep.
Then they drink, then they die off, and they send them on the way.
Well, they don't die. but you escort them, they escort them so they don't die.
There was at least a 13-year gap between Shem's conversation and this incident with Avinu.
I don't know how to explain that. Maybe it was percolating in his mind. I don't know. Like, but that's what the Medrash Tehillim says.
But yeah, he texted me also. My goodness. It's about the boat. It was a field of Shia, but the animals never left until a year later. It's like...
You the whole time?
Why Levaya? It doesn't seem to fit.
Right, okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Part of connecting to a person, making the relationship with the person, is that when they leave, we don't leave. We don't part ways. And so he gave them to eat, he gave them to drink, and he didn't like send them on their way. You're always going to be part of Avram Avinu's home. You're always going to be part of this message from now on. That you are now part of the people that express the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, which we're going to get to. And part of that is by saying, even though physically we're separating, I want you to know I'm walking you out so that physically even, we're only as little separated as we have to. Okay, that's step one. Everybody knows these things, the chesed of Avram Avinu. But the pasuk ends, Vayikra Sham, B'Shem Hashem, Kelaylam. And Gemara already said that he made these people call out in the name of Hashem, which means that the goal of Avram Avinu's chesed, it wasn't stam chesed. It was a chesed to express and reveal the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. So listen to this. And there's another medrash that says, Eishel, as we just said, Roshei Tevos, Achila, Shesia, and Levaya. Yeshel, Rim, Eishel Mamesh, some say it was actually a tree, an orchard, whatever. Now, Umimenu nase habria hatichon. Yeah, have you heard this before? That from that eishel was made the central beam of the Mishkan. Yeah? Yaakov Avinu harida lemitzrayim kishiyared l'sham vayikra sham b'shem Hashem. Sorry, that's the first part. Yaakov, when he went down there, so he brought it with him, and we'll come back to that. Asap vayikra sham b'shem Hashem, that they called out in the name of Hashem. Asap pundak, that the other opinion is that Avram Avinu made this in, and whoever would pass by, he would bring them in. Like we said before, again, the same idea that he would make them bless Hashem. All of this chesed was directed at making HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Kelela. It's very easy to recognize Yidke Lovke, he's the source of everything, but to then make him a master of the world right now is a second step. And by the time of Avram Avinu, that step had certainly fallen by the wayside.
So Kelela is a higher...
There's a connection between the abstraction of the source of the world and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. He's the master. He's the Lord of the world. Not just the creator and beyond time and the source of everything.
But the Yud-Ke Vav-Ke represents that. Why, I feel like Kilolam is less.
The problem with Yud-Ke Vav-Ke alone is that it represents his higher Hoiva V'Yi.
Yeah, it's everything.
That what does he have to do with us? He's the Mahava HaKol. But what does he have to do now?
Provided. What do you mean? Like he just now he put us in the
Anuchi
world.
Anochi Hashem, Alikecha. Hashem would say, Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim. So there's more to it. It's not enough to leave it as Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And as you remember, probably, that was exactly what the Nachash said to Chava. Hashem. Not Alikim. They always heard Hashem Alikim. So Avram Avinu is going back to that. Avram Avinu is bringing back the relationship that a Kaddish Baruch Hu has with the world. That's what that's the whole point of all of this chesed. What's going on with Beersheba? What's so significant about Beersheba? This requires more development, but just some headlines. The Be'er Maim Chaim, he writes like this. Just I'll regular office very quickly. When Yaakov, later on in history, so he has the dream, right? The famous dream of the Sulam.
The Sulam? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the ladder. Where was the ladder? And what does that have to do with Beersheba? You remember? Right. Rashi writes, don't think that the ladder was in the Mokom HaMikdash straight up. It was at a slope. It started in Beersheba, and it goes to Shemayim, and where Yaakov Avinu was, the Mokom HaMikdash was in the middle of the slope. And all the Mefarshim had to figure out, like, what's that all about?
So, not much of an angle.
Yeah, we're doing some math and shir today, trying to figure it out. But that's... That's what Rashi says. So what do you see from here? That the sulam, that ladder that connects Shemayim Va'aretz, is planted, it begins, the foot of it, the base of it, is Takan Beersheba.
Where this Asherah, not Asherah, this...
where the Eshel was specifically planted.
So Machan got to go back up.
So he made a gateway, because he sort of, he invoked Hashem's name.
So he chose the bottom, the place where it connects to the world, because he's trying to bring a Kaddish Baruch Hu
into it.
Hashem Kelelo.
The
So Beersheba. So okay, so that's a good question. Was it unique to Beersheba? Did Avram Avinu create the status of Beersheba?
That sounds like it.
It requires more Yom.
The Musav is to get to Ruchnias, you have to start the basics of Bimnachas Orchim and Chesed, that bond. Planted in Chesed, then you can get
it. Right. It could be it started with him, or it could be he tapped into a place that was already in existence. All right, so that requires more, but for now, it's interesting. That's an interesting connection. So, as we mentioned, when Yaakov Avinu is going to Mitzrayim, he's leaving to go to Yosef. He finds out Yosef is still alive. So Pasuk says, "Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asher loy," that they traveled along with everything. We have a Beersheba. And the first place they go, the pit stop, is Beersheba. Why Beersheba? After the Gerayim.
Is this in Vayesha?
This is the end over there.
It's not, it doesn't go to Mitzrayim.
It's later.
It's Vayechi?
It's later. No, but before Vayechi, the end of the previous parasha.
So is he stopped in Beersheba?
Yeah, it says, it's in Perek Memva, Pazagalf. But he comes to Beersheba, and all the pasuk says is there was a great place for karbanos. Specifically, Elkei Aviv.
So Rashi says.
So what does Rashi say? Rashi says very little.
Oh, really? Doesn't say that was the place where Avram made the.
So that's the Medrash. So the Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu wasn't just there to bring korbanos; it was more than that. There was something else. He needed to get something there. What did he need to get there? So the Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, it says that Yaakov Avinu had a shtickle ruach hakodesh. He had a lot of ruach hakodesh when he said to his children.
Not then he didn't, because he was mitzdar of Yosef.
He was happy already. At this point, he knew he was alive. He was going to see him. So he had a new renewed spirit. And he says that Hashem is going to be with you. So, you know, we translate that as, yeah, you know, you'll have success, with Hashem will be with him. He meant more than that, the Shekhinah was going to be involved with them. So Amar Rav Nachman, what's he doing in Be'er Sheva? Halach, this is the third line down in that Medrash, Mishir Hashim. Halach lakutz, lakoitz, arrazim. He went to cut down the cedars. Shenata Avram Avinu Bever Shava. Shenema Arvita Isha. Where did they get the krashim from? Where did they get the Briach HaTikhon from?
He brought all this?
Yeah.
That was from Russia.
He's from Russia?
That was from Russia, right?
So that's this Medrash says, this Medrash says it all came from the Isha. It was all from the Isha.
Turned into the cedar.
Esau was the crushing.
It was an actual.
And Yaakov, you know, we'll see in a minute in the Shem Shmuel that he writes that Yaakov and Avram both had a role in this because it was planted by Avram Avinu, but Yaakov Avinu cut them down and brought them. Yeah, good question. I don't know.
Cedar, right?
It seems to be a bit of a machlokes if it's a acacia or cedar.
This only works if, according to the Rambam, it's a tree.
Yeah, well, yes, unless you want to get metaphoric about it. Yeah.
Or they cut down the...
Not taking the inner part.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it was a building, but yeah.
I got a question. Why did he take the... If the Yavoza on the table is so great, why did he take the crossbeam from the table?
So I think I can explain it. I think what's going on here is all one thing. I'll try to put it together at the end.
Instead, it was left to hum to take that thing
to
make the tree.
Yeah, that was for a different purpose, right?
That was back to the time of Chesed, you know.
Perhaps, but let me approach it my way. So, okay, so that's what Yaakov Avinu did. What he's doing in Be'er Sheva is okay. He's bringing Karbanos. Why Karbanos over there? Apparently, that's a place where it's the foot of the ladder. But in addition, says the Medrash, he went to get the wood because that was eventually going to be the krushim and the Briach HaTichon, which is the longest, had to be one piece, 32 Amma long, 32 Gematria Lev, yeah? It was the heart. It would become the heart of the Mishkan. That came from the Esha. So anyway, that's what the Shem Yishmol points out, is that there are two components.
Maybe they store it for 400 years.
Maybe they planted it again.
They planted it.
But that's what Shem Yishmol points out, is that there are two halakim over here, which we're not going to get into, but part of it is Yaakov Avinu and the connection that he has to do, and that's to crush him. And then there's the part that's Avram Avinu, so that's the connection between them. So three lines up, Abriach HaTichon, Shahaya HaMakasher, it's called a Krashim, this central beam that connected all the Krashim, Zem Siachis Gamla Avram Avinu, Sheichas Kolboy Oilan, because he connected all of the Krashim of the world, all the people of the world. Hayesh Shechibram Elov, he connected them to Hashem, Alei Shahim Achino Mashkan, because he was the first to figure out, Cholent, it brings people closer to Hashem. And that's how he did with his chesed, and that's the eisha lachilas shesi levaya v'chol machuber letarvei v'tahor uveemtzos nasim mechuberin l'shamayim. So he's the one that connected them to Shemayim, and that's what's going on with the Briach HaTichon. So there are three shitos over here. There's pardes, pundak, and eishal mamish. And it was like some sort of wood, or it was maybe the orchard. Maybe those two things go together, but each one has a justification for the language of vayita, of planting, and each one has a different expression of how it resulted in a calling out to Hashem. Okay. The Al-Sheikh writes, Shasher hayu mazkirin shem Hashem batchila, lo hayu omrim shu kel olam. Exactly the point we made before. That when the people would talk about God, they would talk about Hashem, it wasn't because he was the master, the Lord of the world. Ki im sha'al shamayim kivoidai. Hashem in shamayim, he has his glory, but nothing to do with the world. What Avram Avinu did with every person that came was what we said. And who hikri befihem, not vayikra, but hikri, the causative, he made their mouths call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was made this connection, that became the Briah HaTichon, that connected the Krashim, and connected the whole world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Mishkan, of course, is that which connects Shemayim Va'aretz. And that place, Be'er Sheva, is the foot of all of that. And why is it Sheva? Because Sheva represents seven. The last Mida is Malchus, which means bringing the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. There's Sheva, and that's also the Mishkan, and that's the foot of the ladder. And says, somebody says this, somebody says that in reverse, if you count the Midos up from the bottom, so seven up from the bottom is Malchus, Yesod, Chesed.
Oh, Chesed?
Chesed
the first?
Which is Avram Avinu. Yeah. So Avram Avinu took his Midah of Chesed to create the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the Be'er Sheva, Bedafka, in the place of Be'er Sheva. Whatever it was that was the Eishel in Be'er Sheva, which brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, that became the Mishkan, because that was the whole Avodas HaChesed of Avram Avinu, was to create a Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. What's interesting is, and this is the last point.
Mishkan is Malchus, though.
Yes.
Malchus is David.
Okay, that's ultimately the Beis HaMikdash, correct? But this is the beginnings of it, and this is how it came to the world, and you'll see. So listen to this. This is the last Nakuda that we'll speak about. Avram Avinu did this. He brought the Ribono Shel Olam to the world, bedafka through eating, and the eating revolves around some kind of wood. Either it's he built a building out of wood, or because it's the Pardes, or because it's Stam and Eshel, whatever it is. But it's all through eights.
Are we sure there wasn't a fruit tree?
There was wood. I mean, the trees did produce fruit, but the trees are wood.
It's I know, the but then you're not allowed to cut the fruit tree down.
Interesting question. How could they do it? The Torah says, for your use, you're allowed. For your use, you're allowed. You're
not
allowed
to cut it down. Torah wasn't given yet.
That's the sorcerer Baltashkin.
You're allowed to cut it down there.
You're allowed, if you need a fruit tree, the wood
it's not a cheap
tree. To build a house for yourself, you're allowed to cut down that fruit tree.
If you want to build a house in this place and there's a fruit tree there, you're technically allowed to cut it down.
Really?
Sure. You're just not allowed to do Baltash, it sounds destroyed for no reason. But Stam, if you use their reason, you're technically allowed.
This is in the Gemara, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
For no reason, you shouldn't do it. For no reason, but there's a reason. They say in Neri Yisrael, I never saw it. In Neri Yisrael, I heard that when they built Neri Yisrael in Baltimore, there was a fruit tree somewhere and they built the yeshiva around it and they didn't.
So there's a shul in Brooklyn like that also.
There's a house in Blueberry Hill also, across the street from Blueberry Hill shul, that they also built the house and it goes right up to the fruit tree.
Really? You think that was the story of the corn tower?
There was a shul of a minion factory in Brooklyn.
That was long time.
And they were building this. They didn't finish the full. It was like a temporary shul. But you would walk in the middle of the shul. There's a tree in the middle of the shul going out of the top. It's going very long.
That's it? Yeah, it's a chanar. It's a chanar gear. Okay, so last Nakuda. The Zerah Kaddish writes. This is actually Zerah Kaddish. V'yita Eishel b'Be'er Sheva. That he planted an Eishel in Be'er Sheva. Again, all the things we're talking about, they all revolve around this pasuk. Hakitzut shekatzat adam harishon, the cutting, the severing that adam harishon accomplished in a negative sense. Tiknu Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was mesakim.
The Arlo.
He's talking about something else. Vehu beber sheva shehi hamalchus, which was in Be'er Sheva, which is malchus, the foot of the ladder. So that's a little bit unclear. What exactly is that supposed to mean? What?
Wouldn't chesed be the foot?
No, the Malchus, the bottom. That's in reverse, in the seventh up. If you count from bottom up seven, you get Chesed. But normally when we talk about seven, it's seven down, it's the bottom. So the Rikanadi, Rikanti, however you pronounce his name, he says, he says this word, that's where it was. That he says this word that if you depending on how you count, you end up with chesed or you end up with malchus. And he says, even according to Pashto Pshat that it's a tree, he talks in Shirmoiz, le'etza das.
Oh, there you go.
And understand this, which of course he doesn't explain. There's some sort of remez to the Eitz Hadas in the Eishel in Be'er Sheva.
So this was the tikkun for it.
Oh. So the Tzur HaMor.
It should have been done in a Gan Eden, not here.
Yeah, for a Gadol from the 1500s.
Wait, but the foot of the tree wasn't in. Was that's to be something that wasn't in Be'er Sheva?
So this is the whole complication of that Rashi about the foot and the Be'er Sheva and what's the will of Be'er Sheva and where is the Be'er Sheva. So interesting to that. And it requires a lot more development. The Sura Amor writes, "V'medush anela, amu acharei kein, cover Avram at es sara ishtoi." So you probably noticed this a few times if you, it's Rashi's and Chazal's, that es is not a necessary word. And it always adds something. So when she has, when Chava has babies in the beginning, es kayin, es hevel, so that's because they each had a twin, right? Mm-hmm. So es is marbe something. So Avram Avinu buried es sara ishto. Well, who else did Avram Avinu bury other than Sarah? No, but he writes Chava.
What, Chava's still alive?
He buried Chava. Chava was not still alive, Chava was buried. But, v'haremez v'zeh, ki bavor chait adam arishon v'ishtar, that Avram Avinu was able to, so to speak, allow Chava to come to rest. That's the point.
Where was she? She was just lying somewhere?
She was buried, she was in the ground, but she had no rest. Because the kavura, the ground, didn't fully accept her. It was mesakin the chait that she was responsible for on some level. On some level.
So nobody ate the fruit of the eshel then.
Well, he seemed to give all the fruits, but we'll see that he was mesakin it. We'll see. Hold on.
Wait a second. Adam was already buried there, but not Chava.
It could refer to Adam also. It could just mean that because Chava was the one that really did it, so she's the one that, so to speak, suffered the consequences. The Medrash doesn't mention Adam. It could have, perhaps, or maybe it's just Chava because she was the one that actually did it.
So where was she all that time?
Buried in the ground in Hebron. That's where she was. So, but when Avram Avinu buried Sarah, it allowed her to come to rest.
Doesn't say she was buried in Hebron.
She is.
That's
right.
That
so
we know.
Maris Machpelah.
Yeah, says
that
to say
they
had
a full.
She came to full burial. Well, let's read what he says. Even though they were both buried there in Hebron, in Maris Machpelah, whatever. Take a look. Rashi, I think, already says it over there. That it's kaful. It's doubled in Zugos. Avram, Adam, and Chava. Avram and Sar. So they didn't have a full existence, so to speak. They didn't come to rest. Until Avram Avinu and the Eitz Hadas, they had an achila that was a denying of Hashem, that was a disconnecting of Hashem. When they ate from the Eitz Hadas, it was a disconnect of a Kadosh Baruch Hu from the world. Avram tiknoi ba'achila. He fixed it with achila. She'ha'achil l'chol ba'yolam. A, he fed the world. Okay, big deal. Ve'chazirim l'muto. But he made people bench Hashem. So it became an achila that connected Hashem to the world. It was a bracha. It was an achila that connected people to Hashem. Not an achila that disconnected them from Hashem.
Which is what the Eitz Hadas Tovra did.
Exactly. That's the point. V'lechein kasa ba'avram hishanu tachas ha'eitz. What he was doing was tachas ha'eitz, was in place of the original eitz. Who cares it was under a tree? They made a mistake with eitz, and he fixed it. It was fixed with an eitz. She was buried there. Like kibla ha'aretz. The earth didn't accept her because of her aveira. As if she wasn't buried. Actually, but Sarah, when Nikrosham to Sarah was buried there, Vizoya Achar Kain, cover Avram and Sarah, Ishtai, S, the Rabbis Chava, Shach, and Nikrosham, Nikrosham, Sala, and Mikroima, Haru'i. So, fine.
Doesn't the Pazik say that Adam was going on the Nachash or going on
Adam?
Coats
with Dardar Sasmiachlach, yeah, that it's going to be hard for you to work the earth. Fine, so let's finish this up. So the Shalaka that she writes, that A... So that was what Stan was asking. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know exactly what to say. It could be that it's just represented by Chava, but it applies to both of them. Or perhaps only applied to Chava, because she was the one that actually, you know, did it, started it. So the Shalaka says, number one, you should know that the Ahava of Avram Avinu for Kadosh Baruch Hu expressed itself in this way because he didn't care where he was or who they were. They were going to call out in the name of Hashem.
What does that mean? So they passed by the tree, What's going to make the, what are they going to pull out of them in the
shadow? He's going to bring them in. He's going to give them food. And they're going to say,
so
well,
he did meditation
by this tree that he was growing?
Yeah, he would bring people in. You know, I don't think he chased out. He chased people down. If somebody came down, that's what the difference between him and Eov. He chased people down to do his chesed.
You really think about that, we say it like he chased
balloon for the mouse.
He really did.
He left the presence of HaKadosh Baruch when he wanted to come. That's really going after mitzvah.
And that was all for Hashem, not for him. All for Hashem.
But according to Ram, that was a dream.
Okay, well, that was only by the Malachim. But in general, that's what he did. That was how he rolled. That was his MO. In that particular case, whatever it was, according to the Rambam. But finally, we'll finish with this. The Shlach HaKadosh writes, "Kamaish she'amar Rabbi Seinu Zal b'medrash." This is an unbelievable medrash. Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Nachman, "B'shah she'bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam, when Hashem created the world, nis'ave, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, had a taiva, she'alei dira b'tachtoinim, that he should have a place to live with the tachtoinim, with those in this world."
Humans.
"Kamaish she'yesh le'v elyonim," just like he already has a dira in Shomayim, because there's a Beis HaMikdash Lamala, but he wanted a Beis HaMikdash Lamata. Baras Adam. So he created Adam. But Tzivu Mikla Itzagan, don't eat from the, you know, the Itzadas. However, Tzivu, he transgressed. Amala Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kachi Yis Mezavish, I wanted to live with you. But Dabar Echad Tzivis, he only commanded you one thing and you couldn't keep it.
Not to do something.
Silek Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shechinasa L'Rakia HaRishon. Kadosh Baruch Hu removed his Shechina to what's called the Rakia HaRishon, the first Rakia. He left a level from the world. Omad Kain, Harag Lehevel, Sikh Shrinasa Rakia Shani, Kain Revel, second level. Omad Darishal Enoish of the Avaida Zara, third level. Omad Dora Mabul, fourth level. Dora Flaga, fifth level. Amdu Sidoimin, sixth level. Why they were like the whole world is like very interesting. Amdu Amrafel, the Chaver,
because they had the ability to do the Tikkun, that's why. Okay. That's why it was switched over.
Sikh Shrinasa Rakia Hashvi, by the time they came Amrafel and everybody else, and the Ingar, the Kaddish Baruch, all the Avaida Zara and everything, so that was the Rakia Hashvi. Who's going to one that's going to be able to help me out with all these evil people? Who's going to stand me in the world with all these people doing terrible things? So Kadosh Baruch Hu, he brought Avram to the world, whatever it is, and Yarad with Avram Avinu, Yarad Mishvi L'Shishi. That's what brought a Kadosh Baruch Hu from Shvi to Shishi. So, in other words, it's not pshat that he's masaking everything in the world and everybody's, you know, forget clothes, you know, we're back. He did his part, which had that element, that component of the chesed component of Shvi to Shishi. So he brought that, he brought a Kadosh Baruch Hu that step closer.
Are we at minus one yet at least?
No, so it's totally
now they're minus six.
By Har Sinai, Amad Yitzchak, but in Al Mizbeach, Shishi the Chamishi, Amad Yaakov, Chamishi L'Revi, Amad Shevet Levi, Yored Merevi L'Shlishi, Amad Kahas, Yored Mishlishi L'Sheini, Amad Amram, Yored Mishaini L'Rishain, Amad Moshe, Meridu L'Aretz. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenemar, Vayered Hashem Al Har Sinai.
Oh, that makes sense. They were under Mishum Kanuchet by
exactly.
That makes perfect sense.
Completely back to the beginning.
Yeah.
It means to say that all of these generations were masaking that which happened before. The Hainu, Avraham tikein chet Adam harishon, b'mashalei Omar al mitzvas boy, right? And that he fulfilled what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Shtivo leimar leisachal, what Adam didn't do, but Avram nemar ikav shoma b'kun. So let me summarize in my own way. What's the tzad hashava of all of this? Is that you see that Avram Avinu is this midas hachesed, and that midas hachesed is the reverse of, you know, of the seven. It's, you know, however you're going to look at that, the malchus versus the chesed, and that whatever the eshel means, the tachlis of the eshel was to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the world, that should be Hashem kel olam. It was an achila that didn't separate Hashem from the world. It was an achila that brought a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the world. And so all of the steps that this was going to be the heart of the Mishkan, and all of the steps that the chesed of Avram Avinu that he learned from Shem. And all of that became, this is the place, which is the foot, the malchus, or in the reverse, the sheva, the chesed, that was going to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu back to the world. And that was the wood that became the Mishkan. And that Mishkan ultimately is the tikkun for everything, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that he should have a dira b'tachtoinim. And that was the whole tachlis of what Avram Avinu was doing. So Avram Avinu's midas chesed, we should never confuse it, he was just isha chesed, and he loved chesed. That's of course true. But all of it was to be masakin chayt of Adam Harishon, that to use all of that chesed to express a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the world, and everybody, not just he should call out, but they should call out that Hashem is the Kel Olam.
I know what you was only half the left. Not just because it's not just what
Chatzishir. Yeah, it was a Chatzishir. I don't remember.